Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trendy's Got a Gun. What did her Trendy do? It was courtesy of Fighter of the Nightman and Aerosmith.
Aerosmith, yeah, that's right.
Yes. Yeah.
It's so funny, in my mind, as a kid, I only knew who Aerosmith was once Alicia Silverstone started being in the music videos. So damn, anything that predated that, like Get a Grip, wasn't that one of their albums?
Like, yeah, dude.
That, like, before that, like when I heard
Emotion,
I'm like, that ain't fucking Aerosmith. Like, in my mind, I'm like, no, they don't do those songs.
That's how I found out about Batman, was through Alicia Silverstone's appearance in Batman and Robin. Girl?
What is she about?
Anyways, I'm Jack. You are Miles.
The world's worst Pearl Jam fan.
Here are some things that are trending.
Wait, I meant Aerosmith.
I was like, all right, man.
Look, man.
I'm sure there was some logic to that that I just hadn't worked out.
I got a lot of mental tables.
I got a lot of tables, man.
I got a lot of tables, man.
Have we explained what that is?
I mean, I'm sure people are most... I pick up most of the movie references we throw out from our geriatric minds, but that's from the Cable Guy when they go to medieval times and Janine Garofalo is the wench serving them, and Matthew Broderick says, excuse me, could I get some utensils? And Janine Garofalo says, there were no utensils in medieval times, hence there are no utensils at medieval times. But Broderick says they had no utensils, but they had Pepsi, to which Garofalo responds, look, man, I got a lot of tables. And then keeps it moving, so.
Keeps it moving like we are about to as we dive into our first trend.
Let's go.
Which continues to be Madison Cawthorn. They're just burying this young man in videos.
Like,
leaks.
Right.
The pictures.
When the left is trying to say, don't vote for Madison Cawthorn, they're like, he's a fascist. He loves Hitler. He brings guns on planes, like the rules don't matter. Should we go on? He votes for everything against your human rights. When the right goes after Madison Cawthorn, they'll be like, yo, he was touching this guy when he was when he was younger. He's jackassing around. Maybe something's wrong with him.
Yeah. The things that are like smears for the right make me be like, oh, he looks like he has a good time. You know?
Yeah. It's weird.
Like he's having a fun time with his buddies.
Like, cause like the videos are like him just being a jackass. Like one where he's like, I don't know, he's like putting his hand on his like cousin's lap. It's like a lot of these videos are him fucking around with his cousin.
Yeah.
Being a jackass, as I feel like all high school sports coaches would say.
Who among us Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I find it very weird where I'm looking at this shit and I'm like, this shit is only super fucked up to you if you're so, like, your concept of masculinity is so fragile. Where you're like, and I don't even hug my fucking dad because that shit gay. Like, that's the only way you look at that. I look at that sadly and I'm like, man, I was stupid as fuck when I was in my,
when I was a child.
My early 20s. But nothing's like, I don't know, unless there's like more something criminal. Right now, just it seems to be appealing to, because the headlines will be like, he has his hand on a man's crotch.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he doesn't. His hand's on a guy's leg, like upper leg, but like not the way your headline, I think, is trying to communicate to the reader, like, he's a freak type shit. I don't know, man. It's very odd.
Yeah. And I think we knew, like before he tattled on Republicans that they have coke fueled orgies, that he was like problematic. And a lot of the women he went to school with said that there were many complaints, you know, but that shit doesn't matter.
See, that's why it's so funny, right? Because if they did that, they would have to be like, look at these allegations against him. They're like, oh, we doing allegations?
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing allegations now? Okay, great. back up the fucking trailer that has all the documents in it. But I think that's why it smacks so much of something coming from the right. Like,
you can
tell other people are like, we're trying to get him on the 14th Amendment for being involved in an insurrection to get him off the ballot.
Yeah, yeah.
Other people, like, the other thing is meant to, I don't know, like, if you're not a Republican, your mind is pretty much made up about Madison Cawthorn. So that's why this... I'm sure we'll learn more. What's going on?
It continues to underline, the devil works hard. When, you know, this, they've got all the leaks, every video of, him that has ever been taken, they have access to somehow.
And he was out here defending. He did like a whole thing. Oh, here, look, I'll play you this clip. He had to put a video out. He's like, they're trying to fucking bring me down, the media.
Seen Swamp launch such a coordinated attack against any individual in politics except for Donald Trump. And even though we know the fake news lies about fighters in Congress, like me, I'm sure that many of you still have questions that are reasonable. You know, why are they attacking me? Do any of the allegations have merit? How do you explain some of it? Now, the normal political...
This thing has like the energy of like an apology video with also like some kind of like men's supplement that gives you bigger muscles and like a huge dick. It's like, wait, hold on, what? Here's the deal,
and my
man.
Wife What's is going right on? Here and is awesome and is stuck by me the whole time.
Exactly. And she ain't no Russian plant.
Truly a monstrous, dangerous person who should definitely be voted out. But this is great evidence. Great evidence of what the Republicans are really scared of.
I know we were saying before, I'm like it pains me to say, it looks like people fucking around as kids being stupid, especially young men.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The worst creatures on the planet.
Cinco de Mayo is trending because it is Cinco de Mayo and it is not Mexican Independence.
No, come on, don't do that. Don't be one of these people who's like, yeah, man, Cinco de Mayo, Mexican Independence Day. I know it's September 16th because it was the day after my birthday. And I was like, yeah, man, shit, this is a good time. It's a good time in the city around now. But yeah, May 5th is when the Mexican army defeated the French in the Battle of Puebla in, I think, like in the 1860s or something like that. The biggest thing, though, there is that that battle was significant because the French were much more like technologically and, you know, in an arms sense advanced. Yet the Mexican army defeated them in that moment. So now it's like in the U.S.,
it's not really celebrated in like broadly in Mexico other than in Puebla.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then I think, but what happened is then in the U.S., it just broadly just evolves into a day to recognize like Mexican heritage.
Yeah.
But also, you know, that's like another thing. There are many funny tweets where they're like Republicans like on May 4th and they're holding signs like, go back to Mexico. And it's like conservatives on May 5th. It's like all these white people in like shitty sombreros and ponchos. Yeah. And like, we love it. So don't be one of those people. You know what I mean?
Please.
Also, I feel like drinking holidays, that used to be a big, I remember being in LA. That used to be a thing. We were like, yo, we're getting fucked up. But I don't, I think just in generally, I don't, my lifestyle is slowing down, man. You know, my knees get weaker.
Yeah.
I don't got it in me anymore.
Yeah. That, so this apparently, like, the not really widely celebrated in Mexico other than in Pueblo, it is the equivalent of Patriots Day. What is Patriots Day? You may be asking if you don't live in Massachusetts. It's a holiday that Massachusetts has where everybody gets off school and they have the Boston Marathon. And yeah, it would be like if Canada was like, Patriots Day is American Independence Day and everybody celebrate that. So yeah.
But, shout out to Pates, man.
Yeah. And it's also about, like, you know, celebrating Tom Brady and Gronk.
Gronk, man.
And Mark Wahlberg for some reason.
Belichick, man.
Let's talk about some movies. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that shit sounds twisted.
fuck.
What a title.
You can't even handle it. Like, fuck.
Wow.
Get me off this crazy train.
A Multiverse of Madness?
Mm-hmm.
That drops today. Okay. Or tomorrow, I guess. Tonight.
Yeah.
Reviews seem mixed, which might mean it's actually interesting.
Right.
You know, you never know with these Marvel movies, but yeah. Did not mean that with Eternals, but I have heard from reliable sources that it is very interesting.
We have heard from reliable sources who maybe even seeing it like three times by this time, saying pretty good. They liked it.
And then the poster for Lightyear is out.
Yeah.
That is the Buzz Lightyear biopic. I think is essentially, it's like, this is not about the toy. This is about the dude the toy is based on.
The man.
The man. So I got a couple questions here. First of all, I remain perplexed by this movie existing and the fact that Disney is like, this is the one that will make Pixar a theatrically relevant company again. I don't, like, it seems like the least promising Pixar movie.
That's what they're going for?
That's, I think they're actually releasing this one in movie theaters. So, like, and they don't do that to the, like,
you're saying in pandemic times.
Yeah.
As I watched the newest trailer, it was definitely evoking like a Guardians of the Galaxy type of vibe.
Right.
Where ragtag group, space, fun for everybody, humor.
Mm-hmm.
That's like,
wait,
I was
humor,
like,
jokes,
humor jokes, 100%.
Oh, okay, I love those. All right, I'm back in.
Humor jokes, laser beams, and robotic
laser
cats.
Laser beams.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of robots. The big bad toy villain is apparently in this one. So a couple questions that I have, other than like why not release Turning Red and, you know, other good Pixar movies into theaters, but he launches into space and comes back and it's the future. But I'm pretty sure that he launches from like the 2300s. It's one version of the future into another. It also, if Buzz Lightyear is based on this character, does that suggest the Toy Story universe is in a future where, like, we've already...
Oh, right. Or are we commenting on a fictional work? Like, Buzz Lightyear a guy?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Could Buzz Lightyear have interacted with his own toy?
Right.
Huh.
I'm confused.
See, this is part of that Multiverse of Madness shit, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to watch both for it to make sense, I think.
I don't know about it. I'm like a worried parent. I'm like,
wait, what's your concern? It's like, the timelines don't match up, and I don't want to confuse my kids about linear time.
And I just, I also feel like it, yeah.
You're raising your hand in the theater to ask a question to the screen.
Sorry, real quick here. I had a quick question.
I don't know what to ask.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about, among other things, the Game of Thrones trailer.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. And Karine Jean-Pierre is taking over for Jen Psaki as press secretary.
Yeah.
I believe she was the deputy or like worked on Psaki's staff. She will be the first black and openly gay person to hold this position.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I mean, that's pretty significant. Jen Psaki, I think, is still going to MSNBC. So there's that revolving door. Like, then you can be like, what's her face? Like Nicole Wallace, who was also working for Bush. And it's like, and now I'm on MSNBC. You know what I mean?
Can't wait to see what Jen Psaki comes up with over at MSNBC.
What,
actually,
like,
wait, sorry. I couldn't be less excited to, like, I don't think there's a possible way to be excited.
Tanky. You're like, right. Whoa, what? She's like, I came here to just implode my career on MSNBC. Yeah, I don't think so. We'll see what happens there. But yeah, she's like, I think also she was deputy press secretary. And now I think her title is like assistant to the president and press secretary.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just realized we just passed 1 million COVID deaths.
Jesus.
Huh. There's that too, which is wild. I think that happened yesterday. But because of our Omni crisis we're experiencing, that tidbit may not have gotten the news it may have deserved. But yeah, like everything. What are we supposed to do?
It is just a moment where you can look at progress, where the press secretary used to be a position in the, I believe, the Reagan White House, where the press secretary would tease reporters for asking about the AIDS crisis and be like, why are you so interested, huh?
Right. Huh? Like, what?
And then, yeah, so now we have a openly gay person holding that position. So that is a nice bit of progress. And Christian Smalls, the interim president of the Amazon Labor Union, went to speak to the Senate today wearing a Eat the Rich shirt.
Yep.
And Jordan
Yankee
11s.
Fitted? Jordan 11s? drip that will echo into the eternity of American history. I gotta say, to wear a flat brimmed Yankee fitted, like you're in the background of like a Capone and Noriega video. I respect the fuck out of it, along with the Eat the Rich jacket. Like, it's fucking chef's kiss. I just want to play this clip where he's testifying in front of the Senate Budget Committee. And he sort of first comes at Lindsey Graham, because I guess he was making a speech before, sort of like speaking as companies as if they're just sort of like these like amorphous entities. And Christian Smalls wanted to just clarify something.
It sounded like he was talking about more of the companies and the businesses in your speech, but you forgot that the people are the ones who make these companies operate. And if we're not protected, and if the process for when we hold these companies accountable is not working for us, then that's the reason why we're here today. That's the reason why I'm here, to represent the workers who make these companies go. And I think that it's in your best interest to realize that it's not a left or right thing. It's not a Democrat or a Republican thing. It's a workers
thing. Yep.
It's a workers issue. And we're the ones that are suffering, and the corporations that you're talking about, and the businesses that you're talking about, and the warehouses that you're talking about. So that's the reason why I think I was invited today to speak on that behalf. And you should listen, because we do represent your constituents as well.
It would be in your best interest, Lindsey Graham. I love that.
Mm.
But yeah, apparently, like, the comments out of that session seemed to be promising, or at least at the very least, just it was inspirational to hear him speak. While meanwhile, I think many people are like, okay, so was the federal government going to maybe do something now about these kinds of things as it relates to companies like Amazon, or was it just a moment to give some shine to Christian Smalls, who it's well deserved, because, you know, that's 8,300 people that are represented by that union now because of the efforts of him and the others at that Staten Island facility.
Yeah. And that is such an important distinction that he's probably the first person to speak about people as opposed to corporations, like even putting the individual rights of people on the same level as the individual rights of corporations, and just like saying that in front of a body that is, you know, part of a movement, like a very radical movement over the past 20 to 30 years to make it so that corporations have more rights than people. They have the same rights as people plus many, many more. And yeah, just saying that very basic thing is pretty powerful.
Yeah. And I'm sure, I mean, not that that clip will probably make it to conservative news spaces, but at the very least, it truly is. It's, at the end of the day, you have to, we need to zoom out enough to look at the situation and understand that, like, there's much different battles to be fought than the one of, like, you know, left or right. But, you know, and also, but that argument is also kind of feeling crazy too, because you see what the right stands for now and you're like, it's fascist. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. All right. I hope they do, like, take that, and Tucker Carlson's like, he said it's in his best interest. He's threatening his life.
And I'm sorry. When was the last time you were allowed to wear a hat into the Senate chambers?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you see those comments are all underneath other videos of this. Because obviously, like fucking clockwork, people are going to say, why is this black person talking?
Yeah.
And again, I got to say, the Capitol has not seen drip like that since Kamala's nephew or whatever pulled up in Dior ones at the inauguration.
Yeah.
Then that outfit has been bested. You just had one shoe on, sir. This guy came in with the Yankee fitted Jordan 11s and a custom Eat the Rich coat.
Well, speaking of eating the rich, Game of Thrones is a show in which rich people were eaten by dragons, I think, at one point.
Yeah,
probably.
That's true. Yeah, people get fucked up by dragons.
Anyways, they dropped the trailer for the new prequel season called House of the Dragon.
It looks like a Game of Thrones show. You know, there's a lot of names. I'm like, oh, I know what Baratheon is. I know that name. I know Stark. And that's how they want to draw you in. But then I realized how much Game of Thrones racism I had internalized, because they showed a scene with like these, you know, the Targaryens, right? Like where Dany Daenerys is from. There was a black dude, a black Targaryen who had, because, you know, they all got white hair and shit. He had white dreads. And my first thing was like, that doesn't look right. And I was like, wait, what the fuck? Does this show has conditioned me?
Miles.
Yeah. I know. I was like, well, I had to like slap my wrist. I'm like, bad Benioff and Weiss brain. But yeah, it looks like they're doing a little more diverse casting. And a lot of Game of Thrones imagery. So if you were really missing it, you were probably excited. My heart has turned to stone. Since last one, like,
because grayscale, right? You did suffer from grayscale.
Yeah, exactly. And it was actually named after my grandfather who pioneered research into it.
Yeah.
It used to be called ashy skin. And then they called it grayscale because my grandpa had a bad case of it.
There's like a line that I think I don't know if it was in the trailer. It was like being circulated as like with the trailer that like history remembers. History doesn't remember blood. It remembers names. And it's all about like somebody trying to preserve their legacy with just like brutality. And that's a hopeful sign to me, because when Game of Thrones was at its best, it was like about like a historical like realism of just like, man, this shit was really fucked up and people just like murdered each other. And like, that was the smart thing to do. And there was no ethics. And then they kind of got away from that and it became a show about how to wrap up the most expensive TV show of all time, basically.
Yeah, it's like we wrote ourselves into a corner.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have to spend our way out of it. And they did. But yeah, we'll see. I also didn't know, and Game of Thrones heads tell me because I didn't read the books, but someone on Twitter had posted this like this image about basically saying like Daenerys was getting like with every battle she won, her wigs had more braids on them and shit. Is that like actually related to Targaryen culture, or is it that the show did better so they have more wig budget?
Right. It needs to be seen. Let me know. Nobody knows. No way to tell.
No.
Other than fact checking it with Zeitgang.
Yeah.
But let us know. You know what? I just said that I'm excited for this and I'm not. I should be honest. Like there's too much TV. I think there's just too much TV. And this, like, I don't even remember what happened in this trailer. And I watched it 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, there's just, I don't know. There's some fucking, I forgot too. I saw a little spooky blonde girl.
Yeah.
I remember that
happened.
That stuck with me. And then I think it looked like Big Daddy Lannister. Did I see that correctly? Was that him?
Oh, I don't know.
Old school.
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, yeah, don't worry. I mean, either way, the only thing I remember was there's a spooky blonde-haired lady and a brother with white dreads.
Anyway, Zeitgang, watch it and let us know what happened in it. Fact check if we remembered anything from it. I think there was a dragon. So
yeah, and then remember, Jack? Then there was that robotic kitten that was helping them escape from that planet with the robots, and then that one robot came down out that box.
2300. Yeah. That was fun. All right. Well, my brain is melting out of my nostrils, it turns out. So we are back tomorrow with the whole ass episode of the show, the season finale. It's a hot one. But until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Find a way to support reproductive rights. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.